A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another... I need to say good day, world. Don't I?
Why?
There's a world out there.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you take it to that level, you're going to have to say universe. All of existence.
Good day, all earthlings and aliens.
All existence throughout matter, time, space... and infinity and beyond.
Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide. Your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255.
Galaxy wide's not an appropriate term.
No, I didn't say universe. I said galaxy.
Nah.
We're in our galaxy.
Yeah, but we're not galaxy wide.
No.
We're galaxy partial. A little teeny bit of our
solar
galaxy.
Solar system wide.
Yes, definitely. We're definitely out of the solar system.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And that's no small space. That's a long way to go.
Yeah. Not compared to the universe. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's a beautiful day. It's been a really intense week for me. I mean, not in a bad way, just as I sit here, I'm a little sore. And... not terribly, but I mean, it's one of those things where every single thing is sore. It doesn't matter where. It's not like the elbow sore. Both elbows, both wrists, both shoulders, both.
It's because you got on the road. You know, you forgot what it's like to tour.
Yeah.
You forgot about all the setup with the stage and the instruments and having to break down after the concert.
I did.
And, you know, your voice is, you know, obviously you didn't have to use that this time, but. Getting out there and working on the concert, it's a lot of work.
It was.
A very exclusive concert that Dave Mason was at.
Well, and you know, the thing that's amazing about
this. Did they know that
they
were with Dave Mason?
No, I don't. I don't throw my weight
around. Good, that's good. Well, yes, you do, but not in that way.
I just keep, well, and, it,
you
and
walk,
I'll tell you, that weight,
around.
Let me tell you something. You don't realize, I'll tell you something, you don't realize. You know, these roadie boxes, the boxes themselves weigh a couple hundred pounds, some
mm-hmm,
of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them just 100, some of them two, literally, just the box, because they are absolutely bulletproof. You could drop them off the roof and they would not break, right?
True, very true.
And so the boxes themselves are, you know, 4 feet by 5 feet by 3 feet kind of things. Different sizes, but that's a good average.
Yeah.
You know, and it probably weighs, you know, a couple hundred pounds for the box. And then they fill it. Now, they're on wheels, so mostly it's not like you're carrying them, but you have to lift them over the curbs. And well, they might be 400 pounds. I mean, I imagine some of those boxes were even more. And so, you know, these poor people, I was thinking about you because we have similar experience in this regard. I mean, some of these poor people, and they weren't weak, but they just never, how many people even in their entire lives for an extended period of time, even if it was 30 years ago, mm-hmm. yanked around 500 or 600 pound things every day, all day long.
Right.
And we did.
It's technique.
And so here it is 30 years later. And I'm not, you know, I'm bigger than most of the people that were out there. Not all of them, but most of them. And even rolling these things, when you're rolling 400 pounds... it's hard to control that, especially if you don't know how to control it. These people are just, the boxes are throwing them around and, you know, I mean, sometimes it was a little frightening. It's like, wait a minute, step aside. You're going to hurt yourself.
I do that every day when I get out of bed.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know what it's
slinging
like
in that weight.
To have to control such mass.
Why your drywall's chipped.
Chipped.
Dented. Crushed.
Chipped. It's fractured. Gone,
the dry walls. But anyway, so yeah. So yeah, I'm not horrible. You know, it's not like, oh my goodness, you know, I can't move. But right. just like every single move is like, oh yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you worked out.
It was something. And I had intended to stay much later. And but so, I was crawling around on the floor. Well, and you know my problem, and you will relate to this too, Steve. This will make you laugh because you know how this is. You know, if I do something, I don't often do something, but when I do, I kind of do it
too much,
quickly and you know, and so, you know, right after the music ended, man, I was up there and we were yanking cables. Well. Yanking cable sounds like, what's the big deal there? Well, there was 100 of them. And, you know, 20 feet long, 50 feet long, you know, yeah. rolling them up, big, thick. It was quite a, so by 10 o'clock.
You were done.
It's like, you know what?
Yeah, I left a little bit sooner than that.
I did the morning thing, and I intended to do the evening thing, and I thought, you know what? Cables are done. That was the guy... Mm-hmm. That was the mixer's guy biggest request was, please be back here after the show
yeah.
to do the cable. And I did that, and so I said, okay, second shift can take Good. Over the rest.
That's right. Well, you did your part.
Oh,
was awesome.
Man. But it was fun. Yeah, yeah. So.
Quite a concert.
The band was For King and Country.
Boy, they sure put on a good show.
Those guys. You know, I got to tell you.
I know you like them just because of their accent.
I know. I was laughing about that. I thought about that. I thought about that. I knew you were thinking that. I knew you were thinking that.
If you sound like South African or Australian or from any of
New
that.
New Zealandish
yeah. kind of sound.
Yeah.
Dr. Dave loves it. Yeah. So if you ever need help, just put on an accent like that and he'll be working nonstop for you.
It's hilarious.
No matter what.
And he believes that. But anyway. No, so I'm watching a concert and I'm laughing because I'm thinking, you know, I bet you it's occurred to Steve, because these guys stop and they talk in between songs a couple mm-hmm. times during the performance, and I was chuckling because I knew you were thinking that, but not really my style of music.
Yeah, yeah, it's very different, very eclectic and kind of, you know.
Well, but I don't mean that even in a bad way. I mean, I don't dislike yeah. that style of music, but it's just, you know, if somebody would say, what do you think Dave likes? Anybody who knows me,
right.
that would not be at the top of the list. But I'll tell you, they're good. And here's the funny thing is they're better in, you know, a lot of bands don't do well live. They're better off in studio and on the CDs. These guys, they're good on the CDs, but they're incredible live. The only thing they did, and I'm not sure what the situation was, because they kind of did it in the bigger venue, too, that we saw them at on Easter.
Yeah.
Is it's overdriven.
Yeah.
They needed to take it down just a couple notches.
Yeah.
And it still would have been, you know, chest thumping, but not just, you know, because it was like kind of distorted and.
Yep. Yeah, and some of it's really purposeful, overdriven. But some of it, you know, I think, is
yeah,
a combination.
Yeah, a little overdriven. But, boy, overdriven. These guys are incredible. They are really incredible. The showmanship is just incredible. And I'll tell you, when we set up in the morning, I looked up there. I said, these guys are going to fall off the stage. There's no way they can do what they do on the stage. And they did it. I don't know how they did it. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way, right after I put these two in timeout.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.